So the first verse of the first chapter is the Mangalacharan invocation. The invocation is to invite auspiciousness or beg for the Lord's mercy that the mission can be properly accomplished. So this begins with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then it is describing who is that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Absolute Truth. Janmadasya Jata Annayad Itaratashchathe Chartheshu Abhigya Swarat Tene Brahma Vida Adipavaye Muihanti Jatsuraya Tejavare Nidam Jatha Vinimaya Yatra Trisharva Manishya Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastapuhaka Saptam Parayam. So after offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it's being described that Janmadi Asya, Janma Adi Asya means, Janma means birth. Or it can also imply creation of the entire, the birth of the entire universe. Janmadi asya yataha annayat itaratashchathe shabhikrashara. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of the direct and indirect cause of the creation, maintenance and destruction. I offer my respectful obeisances unto son Vasudeva, the all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna. So this I meditate upon is actually the last word, dhimahi. The last word of this verse is dhimahi, which means I meditate upon. Upon whom? Who is the absolute truth? Sri Krishna. And the primable cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universe. So janmadasya jataha. And annayad itaratash. He is directly and indirectly. Annayad itaratash chakte sabhika swaram. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations and he is independent, swarat, because there is no other cause beyond him. He doesn't have to depend upon anyone for anything. He is completely independent because he is the cause, because there is no cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma. Tene Brahmarida Adikavai Muihanti Jatsuraya. Muihanti Jatsuraya. He imparted this knowledge in the heart of Brahma, the knowledge that bewilders even the great sages and demigods. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion as one is bewildered by his illusory representation of water seen in fire or land seen on water. So illusory representation, tejo vari mridam, the illusion that has been caused by tej means fire, vari means water, and mrit means. So this entire creation is an illusion caused by earth, water, and all that has been manifested is nothing but a combination of earth, water and fire. Of course, there is beyond that, there is air and ether, but the air and ether does not have the manifested form. Air can be felt, but air cannot be seen. But after fire, it can be seen. Earth we can see, water we can see, fire we can see. But beyond fire, we cannot see. Can you see air? No. Tejo vari mridam yathra vinimayam yathra trisarga amrisha. And here, Prabhupada in the translation makes another very beautiful point, that he is deriving this concept of tejo vari mridam as water seen in fire or reflection seen on water. These are two illusions. Water, when is water seen in fire? In a mirage. The sand becomes very hot. So the hot sand is like fire. But what one sees in that hot sand, he sees water. And if in a pool of water one sees the reflection of a tree, what is that reflection? Is it real? No. It's a reflection. So these are the two analogies of illusion. The origin, by him even the great sage escaped. Even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representation of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. So it has been pointed out that who should we meditate upon, or what should we meditate upon? Meditation is important, but what should we meditate upon? We should meditate upon the cause of all causes, the Supreme Personality. Nowadays all kinds of meditations are going on in the name of so-called transcendental meditation. But what do they meditate on? Actually, meditation is not a big thing. Everyone is meditating all the time. Some meditations are interrupted and sometimes it is uninterrupted. Meditation has two types: Savikalpa Samadhi and Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Meditation with interruptions and meditation without interruptions. But everyone is meditating. What they are meditating? Everyone is meditating on money and women. That is the meditation of the materialistic person. Kamini and Kancha. That is what everyone is meditating. So meditation is not a big thing. To try to meditate is not a big thing. They are trying to make the meditation nirvikalpa, uninterrupted meditation. But they are meditating, sometimes they are meditating about this, sometimes they are meditating about that. But they are meditating all the time upon that. But here, when we approach the Vedic scriptures, then we understand that what is the real object of our meditation? The real object of our meditation is Krishna, as it has been pointed out here. Therefore, this Ashtanga Yoga system has one aspect called pratyahara, withdrawal. Mind is meditating on matter, but now this mind has to be withdrawn from matter and to be projected onto Krishna's lotus feet. So that is the important consideration. So then it is going next to the next verse, which is actually the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, or the main topic of Srimad Bhagavatam is beginning here. Dharma prajjita koitavatra paramo nirmansaranam satam vedyam vastavamatra vastu Shivadam Taputranam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamani Krite Kimba Hari Krishna Saddo Vidavurudhate Atra Kriti Vi Shushushu Vis Patanat. So, dharma prachita koitavo atra paramo nirmasarana saha. When all kinds of koitava dharmas, cheating religions, all kinds of cheating religions are completely given up, prachita. When all kinds of cheating religions are completely given up, and as a result of that, the heart becomes completely purified. Paramo nirmasaranam satam. When the heart becomes completely purified, then vedyam vatravam vastavam atyavastu shivaram taputram. Then only one becomes capable or qualified to understand the absolute truth. Give him some, give him an asana. Vedyam vastava matra vastu, he becomes qualified. When the heart becomes pure, then only we are able to understand the absolute truth, the vastava vastu, which calls the shivadam, which brings total peace and tranquility. And taputranam, as a result of that, the threefold miseries of material existence, adhi atmik, adhi daivik, and adhi bhautik. These threefold miseries are uprooted. Unmulanam, mul means root, and unmulanam is uprooted. Now, this point has been specified here. And the uprooted, when it is, when the tree is uprooted completely with the root, then there is no possibility for it to grow. One may cut the tree, but then again the branches may grow. But when the tree is completely uprooted, then the possibility of its growing is not there. So similarly, this process of understanding and accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrendering unto Him by giving up all kinds of koitava dharmas. Koitava dharmas means cheating religions. What are the cheating religions? The cheating religions are the religious activities that are motivated for material enjoyment. So karmakanda and even karmakanda sect and gamakanda have been considered to be cheating religion. Karmakanda is directly cheating. Why? Because in the name of religion, they are performing various types of pious activities, and what is the objective? To enjoy the material nature. And then gamakanda is get out of this material nature because it's a place of suffering. But that is not the goal of dharma. Dharma, the goal of dharma is to surrender sa vaikum san paro dharma yato bhaktir adhokshya. Dharma is surrender unto the lotus feet and rendering devotional service unto Him. That is the real dharma, paro dharma. Sa vaikum san paro dharma yato bhaktir adhokshati ahai tiki akratihata yajatma suprasidati. Because of that, as a result of that, atma suprasidati. The atma, the soul, becomes completely satisfied. That is the real dharma. other activities are satisfying the senses, gratifying the senses, the dharma of gratifying senses, sense gratifying. The first is gratify the senses, and then when you cannot succeed in gratifying the senses, then get out. This is a place of suffering. No matter how much I am trying to enjoy, I am only suffering. So this is a very dangerous place. It's a place of suffering. So get out of here. So that is bhukti and mukti, enjoyment and liberation. We're trying to enjoy, and when you cannot enjoy, then grapes are sour. So get out of here. This material nature is a dangerous place to be. If you stay, as long as you stay here, you will suffer. Yes, you will suffer, but why do you suffer? Because you have to surrender to the Supreme Lord. That's why you have to suffer. But when you surrender to the Supreme Lord, then there is no suffering. So, the real dharma is to surrender unto the Lord and become engaged in His devotional service. So this is what has been pointed out. Then there won't be any misery. When one surrenders unto Krishna, then there is no misery. When one gets to know who Krishna is and gets to know what is his relationship with Krishna, then there won't be any suffering. And not only not, there won't be any suffering, there won't be any possibility of suffering. Tapatrayam ummulanam. The threefold miseries are completely uprooted. And Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parayishara. This beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity is sufficient in itself for God realization. So if we want to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srimad Bhagavatam is just sufficient. There is no need for anything else. Kimba Parayishara. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite. Srimad Bhagavatam that has been compiled and presented by Mahamuni Veda Vyas is sufficient to give us the perfect understanding about the Supreme Personality of God. What is the need of any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. Saddo Ritta Varuddhate Asya Kriti Bhi Shushyushu Tatkshana. Tatkshana, immediately. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the culture of the knowledge of the Supreme Lord will become established within us. So these two verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are giving the essential understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore these two verses are very How many of you memorized these two verses? Raise your hand. Okay. Can I expect that tomorrow all hands will go up? Huh? Yeah? Okay, how many hands will go up tomorrow? Let me see. Okay. So memorize these two verses. Then the third verse of this is describing, actually these three verses are the summary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the description is, third verse is describing what is Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalam Shuka Mukha Amrita Dravasanutam Pivata Bhagavata Rasamalayam Mukura Rasika Guru Mahika Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhavanamantri Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Gaur Prema Shri Nigama Kalpa Karor Galitam Phalam. Nigam is Vedic literature. Vedic literatures have been described in two categories, Agama and Nigama. So this Nigama Kalpa is like, has been compared to Kalpa Vriksha. Nigama Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam. Kalpatarur means of the desire tree. So the Vedas are like a desire tree. And Galitam Phalam. Galitam means ripened. And phalam means fruit. The ripened fruit of this kalpavriksha of the Vedas, desire tree of the Vedas. Now, what is a desire tree? Desire tree is a kind of a tree that fulfills all desires. You go to a desire tree and ask something, you'll get it. You can go to a desire tree and ask for a big palace, desire tree will give it. You can go and ask a desire tree for a mountain of gold, the desire tree can give it. You can go to a desire tree and ask to become the king of the earth planet, desire tree can get it. So that is desire fulfilling tree. This tree fulfills all the desires. So Vedas are like, you can go to the Vedas and say, I want to become the king of the entire earth planet. Then Vedas will say, okay, just follow these instructions. And he'll become the king of the earth. And what is the instruction in the Vedas to become the king of the earth planet? Perform ashwamedha. You perform a horse sacrifice, he'll become the king of the earth planet. You want to become Indra? You can go and ask Vedas, the desire tree of Vedas. I want to become Indra, I want to become, I'm not satisfied just being the king of the earth planet. I want to become the king of the heavenly planet. Then desire tree will also give you the instruction, okay, you perform 100 of sacrifice and you will get the position of Indra. So this is how the Vedas can fulfill all our desires. Now, if the desire tree is so wonderful, how wonderful is the fruit of that tree? The tree that can fulfill all our desires Now the fruit of the tree, how wonderful will that be? And that fruit is not only the wonderful fruit, it is the ripened fruit. And on top of that, that ripened fruit has been blended with the nectar from the lotus mouth of Shiva Shukadeva Swami. Shuka Mukhad Amrita Taravasam. Nectarian. Nectar of Shiva Shukadeva Swami's lotus mouth. So, that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the desire tree of the Vedas, and it has been blended with the lotus mouth, the nectar from the lotus lips, lotus mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, because Sukadeva Goswami spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Brahma, by Vasudev. It was written by Brahma, then given to Narada. It was received by Brahma when he received the instruction from the Supreme Personality. The Supreme Personality of Godhead personally instructed Brahma about Shiva through his Chatushtaki. Through four verses, Krishna gave Brahma, Narayan gave Brahma the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was, at the beginning it was only four verses, but then it expanded in the heart of Brahma in the form of realization. Then Brahma gave it to his son, Narada. Then Narada gave it to his disciple, Vasudeva. Mahamuni Krite, and Vasudeva compiled it. And then Shukadeva Goswami received it from Vasudeva. And now Shukadeva Goswami is present. Shukadeva Goswami is a very, very exalted devotee of the Lord. Therefore, Bhagavatam became even more relishable because it has been recited by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And that is why it has been described here as Sukha Mukhad Amrita Dravasana. And Pivata Bhagavata Rasamalayam. This Bhagavatam, which is the Rasamalayam. Alayam means residence or reserve. And Rasam means mellow. So it is the mellow of the abode of all mellow. There are 12 mellow, Dvadas Rasa, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhu, and Hasya, Adhut, Veer, Raudra, Vibhatsa, Vayana, and Kavya. Five principal mellows and seven secondary. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the Rasa Mahayam. Is a reservoir of all these things. Because Bhagavatam is describing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of all things. Those who know how to relish this meaning, who know? The person Bhagavatam, the devotees of the Lord know how to relish it. And that's why they Muhuraha Rasika, who is Muhuraha. Therefore, they constantly relish this Srimad. Therefore, the instruction is Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. This Bhagavatam must be relished constantly, Nittam. So then, it is going to the description, the Bhagavatam now begins here. Naimishe animesha kshetre rishaya saumakarya satran sargaya bhubaya shahasra sammaya. So, Naimishe animesha kshetre, in Naimisharanya, Saunaka Rishaya Saunakaraya. The sages headed by Saunaka Rishi assembled there to perform Satram Sargaya Lokaya. For the benefit of everybody, they performed the Sahasra Satram Ashramashata. They performed a 1,000 year long, they assembled to perform 1,000 year long sacrifice for the benefit of everyone. So many sages assembled. How many? It has been described as 60,000 sages assembled there in Naimisharanya. And Saunaka Rishi was there leading. Head. And ta ekada tu munaya pratar huta hutagnaya satvitam sutamasinam paprat shuriramadara. One morning, ta ekada tu munaya pratar huta hutagnaya. In the morning, after the offering their sacrifice, they offered the elevated seat to Suta Goswami, Ugrashala Sutta. And they Pakruchuriramanda, they asked him very fondly. Adara, with great respect, they asked him, Bhakti Churidam, Adara. And they told him, Sutta Goswami, Taya Khalu Puranani Seti Hasani Janati Akkartana Padidani Dharma Shastani. That you have studied, you are completely free from all vice. Anagha. You are an anagha. You are free from sinful reaction. And you are well versed in all the scriptures, famous for religious life, and in the Puranas and the histories as well. For you have gone through them under proper guidance and have also explained them. Yani Veda Vidam Shrishta Bhagavan Badarayana Annesha Munaya Sutta Paravana. Being the eldest learned Vedantist, O Sutta Goswami, you are acquainted with the knowledge of Vasudeva, who is the incarnation of Godhead, and you also know other sages who are fully versed in all kinds of physical and metaphysical knowledge. So you know Jani Veda Vidam Srishta. So Veda Vidam, and you are the Srishta. Among all the Veda beings, among all the knowers of the Vedas, Sutta Goswami has been identified as the best. And you have studied, you have received the mercy of Badarayana. Who is Badarayana? Badarayana is Vasudeva. And also Anneja Munaya Sutta, Parakaravito, and other sages as well. So in this way you have studied under the guidance of these exalted personalities. Therefore, you know this subject completely thoroughly. And in this way, so I'll just quickly go through the rest of the first chapter. In this way, headed by Sonaka Rishi, the sages of Naimisharanya offered the seat to Suta Goswami. And they started to ask this question. And the questions are that, O learned one, in this arid age of Kali, men have a short lives. In the age of Kali, people will have short life, they will be quarrelsome, they will be lazy, they will be misguided, they will be unlucky, and above all, they will be always disturbed. And the Vedic knowledge is very vast. And unless and until one has completely understood all the Vedas, one cannot possibly understand the purpose of the Vedas or the conclusion of the Vedas. So please tell me, what should be done? Suta janati bhadrante bhagavan satyatam pati devasya vasudevasya yato jasya chayashaya. All blessings upon you, O Suta Goswami. You know for what purpose the personality of Godhead appeared in the womb of Devaki as the son of Vasudeva. Then, in this way, they questioned about Krishna. They requested him to tell them about the name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then they describe living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear person. So, they are requesting to tell him about the names or glories of the holy name of the Lord. Aparna Sanskriti Ghoram Jan Nama Vibhashat Vina Tato Sato Vimucheta Yad Vijeti Swayam Mayam. Even if Vibhashat Vina, even if one chants the name of the Lord unconsciously, Vivasha means unconscious. Even if one chants the name unconscious, just like Ajami, he didn't chant the holy name of the Lord as such. He just called his son's name. He called his son by calling Narayana. But because unconsciously he chanted the holy name of the Lord, immediately Vishnudutas came and drove away Yamadutas and rescued. So that is the potency of the holy name. So they are requesting, please describe the glory of the holy name of the Lord. That if one, it is so wonderful that if one even chants the name of the Lord unconsciously, Jannamo Vivashat Vrinam, Tato Sabdo Vimucheta, immediately he becomes free from all material entanglements. And Jat Vibheti Swayam Bhayam, even death personified is afraid of the holy name. The fear personified is afraid of the holy name. And then he described, they are asking Those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. Who is there desiring deliverance from the vices of the age of quarrel, who is not willing to hear the virtuous glories of the Lord? His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious, and great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please therefore speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures he performs in his various incarnations. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhavan Lalita Vishakha Devi Ki Jai Shri Shri Pauli Hari Ki Jai Shri Lata Prabhupada. So Naam Roop, the virtuous glories of the Lord, His transcendental acts are magnificent. Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. His transcendental acts are magnificent and gracious. And great learned sages like Narada sing of them. Please therefore speak to us who are eager to hear about the adventures he performed in his various incarnations. O wise Sutta, please narrate to us the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Godhead's multi-incarnation, such auspicious adventures and pastimes of the Lord, the Supreme Controller, are performed by His eternal power. And Vayampuna Vittit Pama Uttama Shloka Vikrame Jachrinnatam Rasadhyanam Swadhu Swadhu Vade. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationship with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being, and so massed he performed many superhuman acts. Kritavan kila karmani sa ramena keshava atimartani bhagavan mukha bhagavan. And then they describe that kalim agatam abhyaya kshetre asmin Vaishnavevaya. We Vaishnav, so we can see all the 60,000 sages assembled there, and they all were Vaishnavs. Actually, all the exalted personalities at the mature stage of spiritual advancement become a devotee of Vishnu. Although initially they did not, but eventually they become. So knowing well the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead, and in this way perform sacrifice. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. So, the age of Kali is very dangerous. Age of Kali deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. People lose all the good qualities in this age. They become very, very degraded, they become very sinful. And now we have come here to become delivered from this dangerous situation by riding on a boat, riding on a ship that you are actually guiding, you are leading, you are the captain of that ship. So please take us across this ocean of dangerous material nature in that ship by guiding that ship properly. Since Sri Krishna, the absolute truth, the master of all mystic power, has departed for his own abode, please tell us to whom the religious principles have now gone for shelter. Bruhi Yogeshare Krishne Brahmani Brahmane Dharma Varmani Dharma Varmani. He is the protector of dharma. Krishna is the protector of dharma. Swam kashtam adhuno vete dharma pam sharanam. Now that Krishna has left, whose shelter dharma has taken? Because Krishna was the shelter of dharma, the protector of dharma. And now that Krishna has left, who has Dharma taken shelter? And who should we take shelter? That is the purpose of the question. And so thus ends the first chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Questions by the Sages. So, everyone understood the first chapter? Was it, is it helpful to study like this?
Yes.
Like this way we can get a total picture, and it is important that we can understand, we can get the total picture of this topic. Any question? Yes, we have a mic. Bhagavatam was compiled by Vasudev, then spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, and then spoken by Suta Goswami, and then again compiled by Vasudev. So we have to understand that this is Vasudev is describing Suta Goswami's presentation. Because here he is saying Sukha Mukhad Amrita Dravasam. Right? So obviously it is coming after Sukadeva Goswami. So the way Suta Goswami. So we have to understand that Vasudev compiled it again, but as it was presented by Suta Goswami with his understanding. I mean with his, from his perspective. In a way, he is actually writing the dictation, but at the same time, he is giving his commentary. So, any other question? Okay, so I was thinking, maybe tomorrow we will conduct a Bhagavatam class, morning class, out in the open somewhere. In the sun, won't that be nice? Because I was thinking that you are freezing. And even if you are not freezing, it will be nice to be in the sun. The morning sun in winter here is so sweet.
Now we'll have to figure out where we should have it, like previously when we are in that in the community center, we used to go up on the roof sometimes. We can do that on the roof also here. On this roof or anyway. Bhimal Krishna and Ganganayan will figure out where we should. Baranda is only with disturbance. Oh, this side of the Baranda. Okay, that is also another idea. Anyway, we'll check it out. Hari Bol, Gaur Prema Kandena, Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam.